Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. You're listening to WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. I call it Wombats and Music because Wombats is my license to throw in anything a little different, a poem, a joke, a story, things I love. I only play songs I love. Anything that strikes me as just wonderful, I like to play. And here's one I hadn't heard in a long time. It's called Waterloo by Stonewall Jackson. Stonewall Jackson is actually born in North Carolina, Tabor City, North Carolina. Grew up in Georgia. So I'm going to put on Waterloo by Stonewall Jackson. It was his second big hit. Hope you like it.
Napoleon of France tried to conquer the world, but he lost his pants. He met defeat, known as Bonaparte's retreat, and that's when Napoleon met his Waterloo. Waterloo, Waterloo, where will you meet your Waterloo? Every puppy has its day. Everybody has to meet his Waterloo. Now a feller, his darling proved untrue, took her life, but he lost his too. Now he swings where the little birdies sing, and that's where Tom Dooley met his Waterloo. Waterloo.
That was Waterloo by Stonewall Jackson. And we all do have to meet our Waterloos. I've met a few. I read an article one time by a venture capitalist, I think it was, and he said, if you haven't failed a few times, you aren't trying hard enough. If you're going to be taking risks, it means they have to be real risks. We're going to move on now to kind of a fantasy song, I guess. It's called I Am the Bravest Cowboy. A guy who's bragging a bit, and yet you think he's probably exaggerating as much as he's bragging. It's sung by John McCutcheon, one of my favorite musicians of all time. I was in the New York area for 34 years, and John McCutcheon is a kind of a national folk singer, travels all around, but he spent a lot of time in our area. I think he may have lived in New Jersey. And I saw him in concert many times, and his main instrument is the hammered dulcimer, but he's also very proficient on fiddle, banjo, guitar, you name it, and he writes a lot of songs. On this song, he's playing fiddle, and I love this version of it. I like to hear John McCutcheon play the fiddle, and I also just like the song. So, I've mentioned in the past that I'm taking fiddle lessons these days from Joy Patton at Capo's Music. And I played this song for her, and she said, oh, that's a different style of fiddle. That's the round peak style. Apparently, there are different fiddle styles. Appalachian old-time music has different styles, and this is a round peak style. She says, I don't usually play that, but sometimes I do. So I want you to listen to see if you can hear the round peak style, whatever it is. Anyway, this is John McCutcheon singing I Am the Bravest Cowboy.
Thank you. Christmas in my breast. In 1863, Lord, join the immigrant band. I went on down to San Antonio, down by the Rio Grande. But my clothes were not much fine. I went out on the prairie, Lord, learned rob and steal. And when I robbed them cowboys, how happy I did feel. Can tell. Now 60 of the bravest cowboys that ever had broke the west lay dying on the prairie with arrows in their breast. Call them mine. Yes, courted pretty Nancy, but my love's all in vain. Now take me back to San Antonio, for to wear the ball and chain. You know I am the bravest cowboy that ever did ride the west. I've been all around the Rockies, I got bullets in my breast.
I Am the Bravest Cowboy by John McCutcheon. And now we're moving on to country music. This is No Doubt About It by Neil McCoy, recorded in 1993. Neil McCoy was from Jacksonville, Texas, which I'd never heard of before. He grew up there. He got interested in all sorts of different music. His parents were, American country folk, country music singer of mixed Irish and Filipino descent, and grew up listening to country, rock, disco, R&B, sang in the church choir. Anyway, this was his first number one hit song. He had two number one hit songs in a row, back to back. This is called No Doubt About It from 1993 by Neil McCoy.
Just like every lock's got to have a key, every river goes looking for the sea. And when you plant a seed, it reaches for the sky. It's just the way it is. Nobody wonders why. Like coffee needs a cup, you know that it ain't much good without it. We were meant to be together, no doubt about it. Like a hammer and a nail, socks and shoes, we go hand in hand like a rhythm and blues. What good is a man if he hasn't got a dream? About as good as a car with no gasoline. You're the one I'm dreaming of. Got to have your love, can't live without it. we were meant to be together, no doubt about it. No, there ain't no doubt about it. Something was missing, it was making me. Like every lock's got to have a key. Every river goes looking for the sea, and when you plant a seed, it reaches for the sky. It's just the way it is, girl. With you and I, like coffee needs a cup. You know that it ain't much good without it. We were meant to be together, no doubt about it. No, there ain't no doubt about it. Like a hammer and a nail, socks and shoes, we go hand in hand like a rhythm and blues. What good is a man if he hasn't got a dream about as good as a car with no gasoline? You're the one I'm dreaming of. Got to have your luck, can't live without it. We were meant to be together, no doubt about it.
That was No Doubt About It by Neil McCoy. Another country song is next. This is by a group called Restless Heart, and the song is called Wheels. And I told you I only play songs that I love. Now, oddly enough, I love them for a lot of different reasons. This one, the music's good. I like the beat. I like the instruments and stuff. But I like the words, the sentiment. There's a whole genre of songs. I ought to have a show with just those songs about people with wanderlust. The Restless Heart catches that. Wayward Wind is probably the classic of that genre. But I've got a bunch of others I play about people leaving home, people who have to keep traveling, people who just can't settle down. And this is one of those, Wheels. And the basic idea is that you can come and stop for a while, but really the only way to feel alive for this person is to have wheels going underneath them, traveling, moving on. And it's a great song to have their group called Restless Heart to play, because the name of their group has this idea built into it. We all wanna know, and it's an obsession with some.
against your will. White lines and city limit signs, and life is like an automobile. Rolling down the highway, qualified time. That's the only way to feel. Wheels, stay underneath, stay underneath. Wheels, stay underneath, stay underneath.
That was Wheels by Restless Heart. Next up's another country song. This is called Bloodline by the Darryl Webb Band. And I couldn't find much about the Darryl Webb Band, but a lot about Darryl Webb. He's apparently been in a number of groups, formed them, and sings with them. Apparently a very strong country musician. And I like this song. It's one of those down home, this is who I am kind of songs. I've done some good, I've done some bad, but it's really just my bloodline that makes me what I am sort of view. And I think he expresses it very well. Bloodline by Darryl Webb.
Daddy's daddy was a Baptist preacher, while mama's father made Kentucky shine, while one was telling others of redemption, the other was in prison doing time. Mama worked real hard to make a living. He drank too much, but we've all got our faults. And mother taught me old-time religion, how to keep my soul from being lost. And I'm just a product of my bloodline. There's good and bad running through my veins. I'm not an outlaw or saint. Jesus loves me just the same. I'm just a product of my bloodline. I'm not proud of. There's a wild streak in my family tree, but I hope that on the final day of judgment, when I stand before the good Lord, He agrees. Then I'm just a product of my bloodline. There's good and bad running through my veins. I'm not an outlaw or a saint. Jesus loves me just the same. I'm just a product of my bloodline. And I'm just a product of my bloodline. There's good and bad running through my veins. I'm not an outlaw or saint. name. Jesus loves me just the same. I'm just a product of my bloodline. Well, I'm just a product of my bloodline.
That was Bloodline by Darryl Webb Band. Another country one coming up. This is Texas in My Rearview Mirror by Mac Davis. Mac Davis was a musician who sang pop. He wrote songs for Elvis Presley. He wrote In the Ghetto. Then he did a lot of country music stuff too. He was from Lubbock, Texas. And you'll see that in this song. And I talked earlier about wanderlust, the need to roam. I've got a little bit of it myself. I grew up moving around. My father was in the Army. He got transferred all around the world. So I got some of that wanderlust, but I'm happy to be settled down now in the Abingdon area, and it's been a joy to stay in one place for a while. This is Texas in My Rearview Mirror, and the singer is Mac Davis, and he's from Lubbock, Texas, as you'll hear in the song. And this is one of those wanderlust songs, and he had to get out of there. He had to see Texas in his rearview mirror. But as for many people, it turned out that his dreams, the Lady in Red of Los Angeles, didn't really do what he had hoped. So he ended up, so the song says, returning to Lubbock, Texas. I think you'll find this is one of those songs of wanderlust gone bad, or wanderlust turned around. This is Mac Davis singing Texas in My Rearview Mirror.
I was just 15 and out of control, lost to James Dean and rock and roll. I knew down deep in my country soul that I had to get away. And Hollywood was a lady in red who danced in my dreams as I tossed in bed. I knew I'd wind up in jail or dead if I had to stay. I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. So I lit out one night in June, stoned on the glow of the Texas moon, humming an old Buddy Holly tune called Peggy Sue. With my favorite jeans and a cheap guitar, I ran off chasing a distant star. If Buddy Holly could make it that far, then I figured I could too. And I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. But the Hollywood moon didn't smile the same old smile that I'd grown up with. The lady in red just wanted my last dime. And I cried myself to sleep at night, too dumb to run, too scared to fight, and too proud to admit it at the time. So I got me some gigs on Saturday nights, not much more than orchestrated fights. I'd come home drunk and I'd try to write, but the words came out wrong. Hell-bent and bound for a wasted youth, too much gin and not enough vermouth, and no one to teach me how to seek the truth before I put it in song. I still thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just could not, would not hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. Well, I thank God each and every day for giving me the music and the words to say. I'd have never made it any other way. He was my only friend. Now I sleep a little better at night, and when I look in the mirror in the morning light, the man I see was both wrong and right. He's going home again. I guess happiness was love of Texas and my rearview mirror. But now happiness is love of Texas growing nearer and dearer, and the vision is getting clearer in my dreams. And I think I finally know just what it means. And when I die, you can bury me in Lubbock, Texas, in my jeans.
Happiness is Texas in my rearview mirror by Mac Davis. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baia. We're bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, WEHC FM 90.7. This is your college and community station, and the show comes on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, and it's my chance to play for you the songs I love. Here's a new one. I thought a lot about whether to play this song or not. I do like the song. It's got some very interesting rhythms in it, but it's kind of a harsh song. It's different, and it's by Keith Urban, who's a New Zealand singer with sings country music in the U.S. and Australia. Been very popular. This was from Act of Valor, a movie that came out this year. Act of Valor got a lot of criticism. One criticism was it was about Nazis. Well, it was about a SWAT team, about a group of guys who trained together. These were the kind of guys in the military who went and got Osama bin Laden. I was in the Army, and there is a certain kind of commitment you have to do certain kind of jobs. And you really can't be an individual... think you're going off in your own direction if you're going to get the job done, and some jobs have to be done. You've got to stick together and do what you're told. And this song is about death. It's about a man saying, I don't want to die. Here's a verse. It says, and it's weighing on my mind. I'm not trying to be the hero. I don't want to die. But right now, in this moment, you don't think twice. You don't think about right. You don't think about wrong. You just do what you got to do to defend your own. I do the same for you. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. And I would give my life. I would make the sacrifice. Because if it came down to it, could I take the bullet? I would. Yes, I would. I'd do it for you. I'd do it for you. I'd take the bullet. Yay, yes, I would. There are people whose life requires them to risk death and sometimes meet it. And sometimes it's good. Anyway, this song is a very powerful song. It's almost rock in its style. It's considered country music. And it's from this year, 2012, and from the movie Act of Valor. It was part of the soundtrack.
I would for you. I don't understand it all myself. But there's a brother on my left and another on my right, and in his pocket just like mine, he's got a photograph, and they're waiting for him back home. And it's wigging on my mind. I'm not trying to be a hero, I don't wanna die, but right now in this moment, you don't think twice.
That was For You by Keith Urban. We're moving on to a little gentler song now. This is Emmylou Harris, one of the greatest female country singers of our times. Also, Emmylou, among her talents, of which there are many, is she's a backup singer, harmony singer, and much sought after to sing with other people. She sings a lot of solo stuff. She writes her own music. But you'll hear her in partner with almost every great country musician has tried to get her to sing with them, and she has sung with many. This is called One of These Days. The line that gets me in it is, one of these days it'll all be over. How true for each of us, each life. And to see it in that perspective, to bring things in and put things where they should be, perhaps, and understand that there are good times and bad times, but it's all part of the joy of life. And one of these days, it'll all be over. I think she's talking more about a specific pain and romance that she has, but it also, you can feel it. It's also the story of life. So this is Emmylou Harris singing One of These Days.
Be a hobo by the rail. gonna be peace of mind for me.
One of These Days by Emmylou Harris, 1976, that was released. Next up is, I mentioned that Emmylou Harris is one of the greatest female country singers of our times, is Johnny Cash, clearly one of the top male country singers of our time. This is a song I picked up recently, and I just get a kick out of it. There Ain't No Good Chain Gang. He's writing home to mother. He's in prison, and he says, Mama, don't worry about me. I'll be all right. He says, I'm learning lots of things here in prison. Things like, there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and there ain't no good chain gang. So he's learning. So this is one of my favorite songs recent years by Johnny Cash.
Bet it ain't raining back home. Bet your sister's still on the phone. Bet mama's in the kitchen cooking fried chicken, wishing that I hadn't done wrong.
Mama, don't you worry about it none though. Everything's gonna be all right, mama. They're teaching us a lot of new things in here, mama. Things like,
there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang. Reading yesterday's May, wishing that the hay was all bait. I bet he's wishing we could go fishing, and here I am laying in jail.
Well, Papa, don't you worry about it none now. Everything's gonna be all right, Papa. They're teaching us a lesson today. We're learning pretty well, too. We've already learned a whole lot of stuff already. Things like,
there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse James. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse James. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse James. Down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse James. And you don't go writing hot checks.
Johnny Cash and There Ain't No Good Chain Gang. he does make those things just come alive. It's his voice, his style. Johnny Cash is one of my favorites. Well, next comes up a song by Brooks and Dunn, and it's called Brand New Man. And I looked it up, and fascinating to me to find out these things. This was from their debut album, and that album, let's see, I'm not sure what year it was, but their debut album had on it four number one country hit songs. Boot Scootin' Boogie, which I've played on the show, Neon Moon, which I put in the show, My Next Broken Heart, which I'm going to have to look up now, and this song, Brand New Man. I just heard it recently, and I like it a lot. So this is going to be Brand New Man by Brooks and Dunn, one of the really premier country duets singing today. And I bring you Brand New Man.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam, I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side, they say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down, that's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you, now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track, I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Oh, I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Yeah, I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your church and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Yeah, I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man.
That was A Brand New Man by Brooks and Dunn. Next up is another country song. This is all country tonight. This is by George Jones. George Jones is probably well known now. He's called the best living country music singer. Certainly one of the very top ones, but he has that's one part of his title almost. And he's 81 years old, and he's going on a final tour. It was announced last week. He's going to 60 cities, and it'll be his final tour. Then he's going to retire, and done some wonderful songs. I haven't played many. I don't know him that well, but I do like some of his songs. I ran across this one recently. It's called Finally Friday, and it's the working man's song. It's saying, you know, I have worked hard all week, and it's finally Friday, and I'm going to kick back and enjoy it. So George Jones tells us about Finally Friday.
I've got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again.
Friday, Friday by George Jones. Let the good times roll. I forgot about the fact that the first few days of the week he's still recovering from Friday. And it's only until Friday when he's ready to roll again. Well, I've had Fridays where I felt like that. But I don't recommend getting that wiped out. That's a bit beyond it. Next is another one of my favorite songs. Of course, these are all my favorite songs, but this is I Should Have Been a Cowboy by Toby Keith. And I can't hear it enough. I play it every now and then, and it just catches the essence. I want to tell you all that it's different for the younger kids, but my generation, we grew up with cowboy movies, lots and lots of cowboy movies. When I lived in Fairlington, Virginia, that was like third, fourth, and fifth grade. We used to go every Saturday afternoon to the matinee, and they often had a double feature, and it was always cowboy movies. Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, Jimmy McBrown, The Lone Ranger, on and on. Hopalong Cassidy. These were our heroes. And I have little doubt that the culture that we all live in by my generation was shaped to a great extent by cowboy movies. The whole idea of the individual being able to make a difference, and the loner, and the bad guys and the good guys, and there was very little ambiguity in cowboy movies. It was always pretty clear who was right and who was wrong, and in the end, right always won, although sometimes some very good people got killed along the way. There was a fair amount of death in those movies. The Indians were sometimes the enemy and sometimes the friend. But the outlaws were almost always the enemy. Very few movies about good outlaws in those days. Anyway, this song reflects that value system that I think the people who grew up in the 40s, 50s, and probably somewhat the 60s were strongly shaped by this culture. And even the TV culture for a while, there were a number of cowboy series. Whereas today's kids, how many cowboy movies have they seen? I don't think many. So, and even the ones they've seen were not quite so black and white. They were not just the color of the movie, but there's a lot of ambiguity and the outlaw may be a good guy and this sort of thing. So anyway, this is from back in the old value system, I Should Have Been a Cowboy, sung by Toby Keith.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Thank you.
should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy.
I should have been a cowboy. And people mentioned in there are from the Gunsmoke series. It turns out it was a radio show in the 50s. Let's see, from 1952 to 1961. And then it was a TV show from 1955 to 1975. So well into the 70s, this cowboy mentality was still bubbling away. But that song catches part of my youth, even though the song is much more recent than that. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. We're on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, and we come to you on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And hope you'll be with me next week. Until then, I want to encourage you to do what I think we should all be doing almost all the time, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.